I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're going to hear now from Ethel Rowan. She's a writer from Ireland who moved to San Francisco in 1990. She was 22 years old then. Rowan told us her story as part of our ongoing series on immigrants' first days in America.
I'm from North Dublin. I'm from a working-class family in a working-class neighborhood. Women standing at their front doors, you know, talking over the fences, smoking their cigarettes. My home situation wasn't great. My mother was very ill for many, many years. She was paranoid schizophrenic, and I cared for her so much over the years. And so I felt, I'm going to end up getting married. I'm going to, you know, probably have four kids. I'm going to, you know, be stuck in the same place. I'm going to end up caring for my mother. And really, at 22, I ran away. For me, you know, the immigrant coming from Ireland, of course, the first thing I noticed, and I couldn't believe it, was all the strip clubs with, you know, their neon lights and their various signs and, you know, these very provocative women standing in doorways. And it is overwhelming. Just people spoke really fast and figuring everything out, you know, what's a cross street? That was a completely unfamiliar term to me, a block, unfamiliar. You're looking around you and who looks like I can ask them, or, you know, everybody seems so, the speed that people move, it was just overwhelming to me. Everybody's walking super fast and very purposeful looking. And I just, everybody seemed to know what they were doing. And of course, I'm sure, you know, that wasn't the case, but that's what it seemed like. And I felt like I was clueless. Certainly there was homesickness. I remember phoning home for the first time. We didn't have a home phone. So my first year or two here, I would phone my neighbor and my parents would come in next door and talk to me. And I remember my dad's voice and, Ethel. And it was, there was just such fondness in his voice. And I had never, ever heard that before, ever, my entire life. And he never said it, that he missed me, but I heard it in his voice. And it was the most precious thing. And I choked up, you know, and here I am 23 years later. It still chokes me up. I can hear that. And just realizing I'm on my own here.
Mm. Writer Ethel Rowan still lives in San Francisco. We've posted an excerpt of a story by her called Out of Dublin. That's at PRI.org. So do you or someone in your family have a story about coming to the U.S.? We'd like to know about it. Go to PRI.org/firstdays or join the conversation on Twitter. Just use the hashtag #firstdays.